following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Welcome back to my podcast. I have a breaking news story for you. From thegatewaypundit.com, Biden diplomacy, WNBA star Brittany Griner released by Russia in exchange for international arms dealer Viktor Bout, known as the Merchant of Death. By Jim Hoft, I believe. One of the Hoft brothers, I'm sure. WNBA star Brittany Griner was found guilty of drug smuggling with criminal intent in a Russian court back in August. The 6'9 butch basketball star sat in her courtroom cage as the judge read the verdict. Prosecutors pushed for a sentence of 9.5 years in a penal colony. Russian prosecutors asking for 9.5 years in prison for U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner, in case clearly being used as bargaining chip for a U.S. prisoner swap. Here she is coming into courtroom today, verdict expected this evening, Andrew Roth, August 4th, 2022. Newsweek reported, Griner, 31, was arrested and accused of possession of vape cartridges containing cannabis oil at a Moscow airport in February during the lead-up to Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Later that month, Maria Blagolovina, a lawyer for the Russian firm representing Griner, argued that the basketball star did not use marijuana while in Russia. Her defense team has maintained that Griner mistakenly packed the cartridges and that she was prescribed medical marijuana by a doctor for pain treatment. Griner pleaded guilty in early July to bringing the cartridges into Russia, where she was playing during the WNBA's offseason. Her lawyers have said that the guilty plea was made as an admittance of responsibility and should be considered during sentencing. Well, congratulations, you took responsibility for your actions. So, since she admitted to it, just throw it out. Griner said that she had no intention of breaking the law when she smuggled the cannabis oil into Russia during the offseason. That was a mistake. Fuck. Griner has been locked up in a Russian prison ever since on Thursday. Joe Biden made a deal with Russia for Britney's release. Russia released Britney in exchange for international arms dealer Viktor Bout. That's getting repetitive. Only Democrats would think this is a good deal. Viktor Bout is known as the Merchant of Death. So it makes sense that Joe Biden would make this insane prisoner swap. Fuck that, yeah, right. CNN reported, Bout, a former Soviet military officer, was serving a 25-year prison sentence in the United States on charges of conspiracy to kill Americans, acquire and export anti-aircraft missiles, and provide material support to a terrorist organization. but has maintained he is innocent of these charges. The Kremlin has long called for his release, slamming his sentencing in 2012 as baseless and biased. The Russian businessman, who speaks six languages, was arrested in a sting operation in 2008 led by U.S. drug enforcement agents in Thailand, posing as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known by the acronym FARC. He was eventually extradited to the U.S. in 2010 after a protracted court proceeding. Victor Boot has been international arms trafficking enemy number one for many years, arming some of the most violent conflicts around the globe, said Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan when Boot was sentenced in New York in 2012. He was finally brought to justice in an American court for agreeing to provide a staggering number of military-grade weapons to an avowed terrorist organization committed to killing Americans. And Biden exchanged him for a anti-American. What is her pronoun identification? At the very least, I know she's same sex attracted, so whatever term that is fucking now. But the fact is, she hates America. She's voiced that. She gets locked up over in Russia, where she happens to go there to make a living. Huh? An opportunist, or a capitalist at the very, could be a capitalist, but an opportunist at the very least. But what I'm trying to say is, she gets over there, she's familiar with it, she's been doing this, in the off season, going over there and playing. It wasn't a violent crime. She wasn't arrested for murder or aggravated assault. She was arrested for marijuana oil that, was prescribed to her by a doctor, wherever, in a legal medical marijuana state, which, there are some states like Texas don't recognize that. She'd get the same sentencing here. She'd get locked up in Texas just like she did in Russia if she tried to bring that all that fucking oil in here. But regardless, stay. I'll cut to the chase. This was a fucking production. This was a setup. Obama locked the motherfucker up back in 2012, and now he's letting him out in 2022. And the exchange, again, was for a fucking American killer, a fucking arms dealer, an international arms dealer, a terrorist. Like they write movies about, or scripts about motherfuckers like this. And they let him go for a basketball player, and it wasn't like one who, I don't know, I guess there aren't any, are there any patriotic basketball players left? I mean, one that would stand out that, went over there to play on the American basketball team, the U.S. team, in some type of exhibition match, and they fucking snatched him up and said, hey, you can't have him back unless you release our arms dealer. You could kind of see it there. That's not what happened. This bitch is commie fucking trash. It was all a setup. She was in her cage and they were going to send her to a penal colony for 9 years and blah, blah, blah. How do we know that? How do we know she wasn't staying in a fucking posh room at the fucking Marriott down the street from the Kremlin or something? Yeah. I don't believe it. I think once again, what is posing as our federal government is fucking us over.
In what century are they in?
Fuck you, son!